Welcome to the Armani Talks podcast. I'm your host, Armani Talks. In this podcast, I help you level up your five soft skills: public speaking, storytelling, social dynamics, emotional intelligence, and creativity. Five soft skills to help you change your life forever, skyrocket your confidence along the way. For today's episode, we are going to be entering the world of public speaking. Have you ever wondered how you can make your words more effective? I mean, in today's world, one of the weapons that you are going to have are your words. Your words allow you to communicate your message to other people. Your words allow you to influence actions in others. And your words allow you to express yourself to the world. But you know what's really funny about all of this? It feels as though even though your words are very important, a lot of people don't know how to use it. There's two ways people go wrong in terms of using their words. Number one, they don't use it correctly. And when you don't use it correctly, you're basically in your mind having a certain message that you're using words incorrectly to express. Have you ever had that time when you're talking to someone and you genuinely feel like you're getting your point across, but to that person, they're not understanding you? This typically happens in a debate, a disagreement, a misunderstanding of some sort. Now, although you understand your words, that person doesn't. So all the words that you are using at that point are incorrect for the context of the conversation. That's one way to incorrectly use words. Now, another way, and this is going to seem very, very counterintuitive, is when you use too many words. Huh? I thought the point of communicating was using a lot of words. Wrong. The point of communicating, to really see how well you are as a communicator, is to see how well you can get your message across with the least amount of words possible. But that's not what happens in today's society. If you look closer in the interactions around you, it really feels like everyone is in a rush to speak. Everyone wants to talk, but no one wants to listen. And when everyone wants to talk, what you get is a lot of noise. Did you ever hear someone tell you a story and that person was just going on and on and on with every single irrelevant detail? And at this point, you didn't really know what the story was about. They told you so many different things that you had no clue what it was about. That right there represents a lot of interactions today. And one of the main reasons why this happens is it's not just because people aren't trying to listen, but this is the real reason why. People hate silence. People generally hate silence. And heck, you may fall into that boat too. When you're interacting with someone else, you have silence and that makes you really uncomfortable. You're giving a speech and there's silence. And what does that do? It makes you uncomfortable. And when you're uncomfortable, you know what you do? You lose your composure. Instead of remaining silent and holding control, what you do is you just start sputtering off a bunch of words. Words that don't even make sense. Nervous words. Words just to fill the void. Today, my friend, I'm going to talk to you about a public speaking no-no. One of the public speaking no-nos is to give away your silence. When you have silence as the public speaker, you hold power. Okay, you never just want to give that away because you feel nervous. In many ways, believe it or not, the silence will help you reduce your nerves. Better yet, that silence is going to turn your nerves into excitement. That silence is going to turn you from a public speaking newbie to a public speaking maestro. But you're not going to do that if you don't see the value in silence. So today's podcast episode is really going to help you understand the value in quiet, the value in saying absolutely nothing. The first point that I want to make is that even though you have an audience in front of you, that doesn't mean they are technically there. Their bodies may be there, but their mindset, it may be with their bills, their dog shitting on the carpet, their car payments. Who knows? Okay, that's why when you are giving a lot of points, you have to understand that you are also fighting with their day-to-day problems. They have so many worries in their lives that they can't focus on every single word that you use. That's why when you leverage the silence, you allow them to digest your points. You just see what I did there? I give you a little silence and you were able to digest. But that's how humans work. You want to be able to communicate your messages, but you want to be able to chunk them into understandable pieces so the other person is able to digest it. You as the communicator, you as the public speaker, your main goal is to make sure that your audience is understanding you. And one of the best ways to understand is through the silence. That's one point. Now, another thing that the silence does is the silence allows the audience to understand exactly which points are important. You have to understand, just because you know a point is important does not mean the audience does. So how do you indicate it to them? If I'm talking about, say, hurricanes, for example, and I'm telling you one mega point that is going to save your life in many situations for hurricanes, I'm not going to just treat it like every other point. I'm going to say that point with a way different tonality, and then I'm going to shut the fuck up and make sure that the audience members are digesting that point. So silence also allows the audience members to understand which points are very, very crucial to your speech. And the last thing that you want to understand about silence is that the silence, it really helps you gain control. Did you ever see a poised speaker rushing to speak? No. A poised speaker is always going out of their way to take their time as they are speaking. They go by their own pace. They don't go by the audience's pace. And when you go by the audience's pace, you are showing yourself to be a public speaking newbie. And worse, they're going to think that they can control you. They're going to pull out their phones. They're going to yawn. They're going to start chatting away with one another. You don't want that. You want to show to them that you are the pro. So take silences whenever you feel the need to take silences. Do not let the quiet nature of the stage bother you. Rather, let it fuel you. When you show the utmost poise in silence, you still have that smirk, you still have that confident look on your face. You show that you have done this before. You show that you control the energy. No one is going to take that energy away from you. So from here on out, I want you to make me a promise. I want you to make me a promise that you are going to leverage your silence, not only in the public speaking stage, but in any kind of stage that requires another human. Any kind of human interaction, any kind of communication tactics that you have to use, do not let silence intimidate you. Let it energize you. If you are someone that is struggling with public speaking, struggling with words, and struggling with the ability to be confident while communicating, then I recommend that you fill out the link in the description. By filling out this form, you are going to be putting in your application for a free 30-minute consultation session. And if you apply, I'm going to email you, get your contact information, and we are going to get on the phone and talk about your strengths and weaknesses in terms of communication. If you are someone struggling, it's 30 minutes, completely free. You have nothing to lose. Thank you for joining the Armani Talks podcast, and I will catch you on the next episode.